here's a story from The World.
In Nigeria's largest city, Lagos, reports are coming in of security forces opening fire tonight on unarmed demonstrators. The demonstrators had been protesting, in fact, against police brutality. According to several eyewitnesses, the live rounds hit several people. Details on casualties have not yet been confirmed. This evening's violence erupted after the Lagos state government imposed a 24-hour curfew in response to the growing protests against police violence. Yesterday, protesters blocked a major expressway in Lagos and also targeted the main airport, shutting down terminals. Chude Jidonwo is a lawyer and journalist in Lagos. Earlier today, I asked him how people in the city were responding to the curfew.
People are frenzied. People are panicked. People are canceling appointments. People are running home. Lagos is notorious for heavy traffic. Transportation is a nightmare. And so I just feel so sad for people who would have to be rushing home and they'll be caught on the road.
It's well before many people usually get home from work. I've even seen suggestions on Twitter cautioning those not close to home to head to a hotel. Why did authorities take such dramatic action? What prompted this?
Nigeria's security systems is a mess. They're incentivized to protect the powerful and the privileged against citizens. The government, in this atmosphere of chaos and unpredictability, must have made a strategic conclusion that the easiest thing to do is to keep everybody home. Just a sense of, we do not have the capacity to contain spiraling protests, and we should do the easiest thing for us to do to keep this under wraps. The problem with that is that citizens expect that the government should be taking action to protect constitutional protests. Citizens should not be punished for the government's inability to secure life and property, which, ironically, is the whole point of the protest in the first place. So while I can certainly appreciate the thinking that led to this, it's certainly not going to go well. Because even though you can say, yes, people understand that with chaos on the streets, the government was trying to get control of a fluid situation, citizens expected government to have thought of a better way to do this that doesn't infringe on the right of peaceful protest and the right to freedom of assembly.
So Chude, when you say the police system in Nigeria is a mess, a lot of Nigerians point first to SARS, the Special Anti-Robbery Squad, the unit that actually prompted all these protests. And now the demands of the protesters have grown beyond just a narrow focus on the SARS unit. What are protesters calling for now?
Any serious-minded engaged government should have anticipated that the conditions that COVID-19 had presented would stimulate an already restless citizenry to get on the streets. In Nigeria, young people overwhelmingly are tired of bad governance. They are tired of what appears to be a disengaged, disconnected government. That's the crux of the matter. People just feel like the government's are disconnected from the demands, the desires of everyday Nigerians. What people were really tired of is a government that doesn't care while the citizens die. That's the problem. And until citizens believe that the government is not just going to react to the protests in order to tamp it down, but the government understands that this is about disappointment in the system, the demands will keep on multiplying.
I know the young people of Lagos are especially incensed and have been on the streets. They've got a lot of popular support from celebrities who won't let the government off the hook, like the massively popular musician Burna Boy, who actually spoke to the BBC.
You have to understand that Nigeria is the biggest black nation in the face of the earth. If Nigeria can overcome and Nigeria can reach its full potential, and the youths can make sure that happens by rising up and fighting for their rights like they're doing at this time, then that's just going to be like a domino effect for the rest of the world.
Chude, is the federal government in Abuja and the state government in Lagos getting the message? And are they going to provide some satisfaction to the protesters?
They don't yet understand the depth of the discontent, because it is truly deep. Those who voted for this president, of which I am one, have been saying he has been a profound disappointment. Now, that understanding has eluded the authorities. And even now, they assume that young people will leave the streets after a short while. They've never witnessed a protest like this, as far as I know, in our history, that has engaged the global diaspora of Nigerians. They've been protesting in Texas, protesting in D.C., protesting in New York, protesting in Montreal, protesting in Ontario, protesting in Pretoria. There was a protest this week in Trafalgar Square in London, rather than humbly confront the disconnect between their assessment and the assessment of the Nigerian public, all they are trying to do is to end the protest. Unfortunately for them, that has never worked.
Chude Jidonwo lives in Lagos, where he's a lawyer and media entrepreneur. Thank you very much for giving us the latest, Chude.
Thank you.